What is it? Episode 17? Grapes and Gorak.
Sounds right.
I'm Grapes.
I'm Gorak.
Good deal.
Oh, that's quite a start, you know? Oh.
Yeah, well, I thought about it the other day. I was like, we never do that. You know, we might get some new listeners. Nobody ever...
No one knows who we are.
Nobody will know.
Plus, it's bye week, so, you know, you gotta shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, bye week. Vikings made it through the bye without a win, without a loss, and also without a tie.
Impressive.
Very impressive.
What are we? What are we recording?
5-3-1.
5-3-1. I'm okay with that.
I like that, too. I kind of wish that one tie was a win. 6-3 feels a lot better than 5-3-1, but, you know, it happened. It's over with. I'll deal with it.
Yeah, that tie's annoying. Just having to, like, think about it every time you say our record is annoying. Yeah.
It's like, oh, we played 9 games. How? What are we, 5-4? No. Are we 6-3? No. We're 5-3-1. Okay, I get that.
Terrible.
So we normally review and kind of do a little preview, but there's nothing to review.
We can preview, but there's nothing to talk about because nothing happened.
Yeah.
Well, we did see that we didn't gain any ground on the Bears because they won.
Yeah, which
Packers also won. Detroit looks like they have stopped trying. Detroit's funny. It's like beginning of the season, they looked embarrassing. Then for a little secondary, it was like, wait a minute.
They're
a little frisky.
There's something there. There's something there.
And now it's like, nope, they suck. Yeah, they're terrible. Matt Patricia suck.
So were they really bad without goal or with Golden Tate? Or last two games, they do not look the same on offense.
It's almost like they realize that the organization is not playing to win this year. And they're like, oh, fuck this. Like, yeah. We're done here.
But you'd think you'd want to put something on Tate. You know, that's your resume right
They've
there.
They've given up on their coach. I think you know what's funny is somehow Belichick always lets his, like, ex-coaches that go on beat him. It happened with Josh McDaniels. It happened with Patricia. And then it just happened with Mike Vrabel.
Well, Vrabel was never on his staff.
Right. It's still, like, a former. Yeah. And, like, they're taking
And Bill O'Brien, I think.
I don't know if he... Did he ever beat him? Probably. I don't know. But and then there was... I think Eric Mangini. Isn't he the one that they beat and then they turned him in for Spygate?
The Browns?
No, he was on the Jets.
Oh, at that point. Oh, did Mangini...
I think he's the one who turned in the Patriots. I don't know. It's just like... Belichick eventually gets the last laugh.
Romeo Crennel.
Yeah, they all end up being garbage. But what is with these like former Patriot coaches like getting up to beat... Like Patricia beat the Patriots. Now he's like, all right, I've done what I needed.
I got my Super Bowl.
Trade Tate... Let's not even try against the Vikings or Bears. I mean, they got fucking destroyed by the Bears.
Yeah.
Which sucked.
And they came back. They showed a little life at the end, but, you know.
That's typical Stafford, though. You know, a couple garbage time.
And he's really bad this year, too. Like,
I don't think he was ever really that great. Like, he's good. He's above average, but he had Kelvin Johnson, and he made, like, one playoff game.
And they didn't win.
No.
And yeah, that playoff
game. He's never won a division.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't won a division since 93.
But, you know, who... They're always in the middle. They're always in the middle with Stafford, and you can't really move on from Stafford.
No, you absolutely can't. You know, it is what it is. You got to make the players better around him, which they didn't do this year. What did they add? They added nothing.
No, yeah.
They added the first-round pick and the second-round pick, who both look good.
Who was the second-round pick?
Kerryon Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
He had a good game.
No.
All right, enough of the Lions, though. They're irrelevant. I'm crossing them right off.
Oh, we're just going to go there right away?
Yeah, I'm taking them. I cross them off.
Okay. I like that.
I was looking at the playoff race. I think there's 12 teams that still have a chance in the NFC, which only means I think 4 teams are cut off.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is weird. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but like record-wise, I would have expected it to be more like
No, wait, top 11. 30? I'd say 11 teams.
11. Still.
Yeah.
Week 9, week 10.
Yeah.
So...
So what? The Cardinals, the Niners,
the Giants,
the Lions, the Giants. One say the Lions. Team. I think I said the Lions.
But Lions.
That's 4.
And
I have one more team because what is it? 11 plus 5 is 16. That's how many teams are.
Yeah.
Who's the
NFC West?
Already named Cardinals and Cardinals, Niners. Giants, Bucks. Lions. Oh, Bucks. Yeah, Bucks.
Bucks.
Rest of the teams. I don't think the Cowboys are going to make a playoff, but I'm not. They're 4-5, and they just beat the Eagles. Yeah. Not that the Eagles are good, but
are they both 4-5 now?
They're both 4-5. Two games
behind Washington.
Washington.
Which
I actually went through the remaining schedules of all 11 of those teams and was like looking at how it's going to play out. I don't believe in the Redskins, but two, their schedule. I think it depends. If you don't believe in the Eagles, they have a pretty easy schedule. if you think the Eagles are going to, like, come alive, then they have a harder schedule. Because okay. they play them twice, but...
See, do the Eagles have an easy schedule?
No, very hard schedule. They play the Saints and the Rams. Ah, that's it, though. Giants, Redskins, Texans are pretty good. Redskins, Cowboys.
I think the Eagles win that division still, though.
I went through and I was, like, marking a win or loss for all these teams. I have Eagles winning that division, 9-7.
Yeah, 9-7. That's all it'll take to win the NFC.
Well, because if the Redskins, if you... Like I do, and I think you agree that they're kind of a fraud.
Yeah.
I think they have like barely more points than they, more points against them than they do points for. I think they have like 2 more points for or something. So they're barely.
So they're a 500 ball club points wise.
Yeah. What is that? Like they call it like the Pythagorean theorem or whatever, like based on like the point total, what you should actually be or whatever it is. But they, and they've, bizarre stat I saw is they have never led or trailed.
I saw that too.
Which I think I said that wrong, but it's. In an individual game, either they win the whole way or they lose the whole way.
They've never experienced a lead change.
A lead change, yeah. That all is like year bizarre. Long. It's like they either show up or they don't. So
and I think Nick said it yesterday. I saw that stat and Nick goes, "Well, that's Alex Smith football right there."
Yeah. Alex Smith will get you an 8-8. Yep. That's what I got him pegged as. Well, they play Texans at Cowboys at Eagles. I marked it 3 losses in a row. And again, the Cowboys, I don't know what you were to do with them.
See, they, I don't know, they just beat the Eagles. They're going to play division games tough.
The Cowboys?
Yeah. They always do.
It's like, are the Eagles just not going to figure it out this year? Because time is running out.
I saw that on paper, they're relatively the same from last year. So I think it's just kind of...
They just don't
making look right. making. They're not making that one or two plays that went their way last year. You know, because like all year long, whether you win a when you win a Super Bowl, you can always go like, oh, you know, we kind of break here, here, and here. Like magic just shows up.
They lost when you're to the Cowboys at home.
You lost to us at home too.
Yeah, like, they've lost two home.
That was a winnable game.
I don't think they look. Maybe the stats say they are similar. I think they look like completely like they look like.
I think
they just their offense got, looks way different. Like not different, but they look like they're just not doing what they did last. They're not catching people off guard. They're not.
And I think Wentz coming off that ACL injury has something to do with it. He doesn't look completely comfortable. I don't think he trusts his knee. You know.
I don't know if he doesn't trust his knee. I don't see like that he's out there like look. He doesn't look like Wentz. I don't know. It's just like I feel like they like won the Super Bowl and now they don't know how to handle it. Like
lost a bunch of good players on defense.
I think Torrey Smith actually affected him more than people thought. Like who's their deep threat right now? Because Mike Wallace got hurt immediately.
And they have so now they have Collins.
Jeffrey, Aguilar, and Tate. Well,
so Aguilar, because he cut the one deep ball last
time.
He's a
slot guy, though. Yeah, I mean, he can, I guess, but he occasionally. But they're missing that burner that it seems like they need. I mean, they clearly thought they needed it. That's why they went and got Mike Wallace to replace
him. And I think they're also kind of counting on Matt Collins, who I think...
He got hurt, too, right?
Right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in OTAs, actually.
Mm-hmm. Jay Ajayi, is he still around? He's hurt, no, right? Because Josh Adams keeps playing.
Yeah, Adams and Smallwood and
Smallwood and Sproles and Slew.
Well, yeah, didn't he get hurt against us? Isn't he out for the year?
I think he was out for the year. Yeah, he got hurt against us. I mean, you know what's weird is like actually the Eagles last year, like their defense was pretty stacked, but like their offense was like, how are these guys good? Like Torrey Smith, Nelson Aguilar,
Alshon Jeffery.
Like I never thought he was like
he's a high end too, but he's not like. Oh, let's worry about Alshon.
Yeah, I'm not like as concerned about him. I mean, Ertz is a hell of a player. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
They lost Trey Burton.
I think their biggest losses might have been Frank Reich and John DeFilippo.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's two of your best offensive staff.
Doug Peterson, not a good coach.
I'd go there. Him it's and like, his stupid visor. I want to see his record when he wears the visor against when he doesn't wear a visor.
I feel like it was really good, and then we beat him. It was something like I think it really was against us, like his visor.
Okay, well,
we handed him his first visor loss.
Ooh, I like that.
That could be totally wrong, but I thought I saw something.
I like that. I just don't. He wasn't a good quarterback, and he's not a good coach. There, I said it.
Super Bowl winner, not a good coach.
God. Well, Nick Foles, better than Carson Wentz. That's a fact. How many Super Bowl rings do they have? That's how we always compare Brady and Manning.
They both have one.
Oh yeah. How many as a starter?
Well, now you're splitting hairs. You know, I can't sit here and, you know, try to defend these crazy stats you're coming up with.
I'll find any way to wiggle out a win.
Let's should we talk Vikings? Kind of like just the halfway through the season recap, kind of saying maybe who our MVP, who our.
Yeah, I think that's what the people come here for.
That's how people come for the Vikings.
Oh, they come for the Vikings. They stay for the. They stay for the picks. They stay for the money. Takes. come for the Vikings. Stay for the Peterson.
So what? It's week 9, week 10. What are we at? We're basically halfway through the season. Somewhat.
I think it's week 10. Oh, we've played 9 games. We had a bye. It's week 11.
Why don't we? What should we start with? Should we start with just our offensive MVP?
Yeah, let's start with offensive MVP.
I feel like it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's got to be Kirk Cousins.
It's clearly Adam Thielen. How is Kirk Cousins our MVP? You go. Defend your position.
Because he's the quarterback.
Okay, well, that's stupid.
Are you kidding me? He's made so many throws to other players not named Adam Thielen. Well, a lot of them to Adam Thielen. But look at the numbers Cousins throwing up. I know Adam Thielen had, what, 8 straight 100-yard games. But, you know, when Diggs didn't play last week, he had 3 catches for 22 yards. Kirk Cousins still put up hell of a ball game.
Did he?
Yeah.
What was Kirk Cousins' stats last week?
Did he have, what, completed like 67%? He had like...
Oh, don't give me completion percentage. Yeah, he had percentage. Like 200... Don't ever like, throw completion percentage at me. He had like
270 yards. Oh, he checks yards? Down
like Sam Bradford?
Get out of here. Okay, well, Adam Thielen still had 3 catches for 23 yards when he didn't have Diggs around him. So, okay, yeah.
So your argument is that Thielen is a product of Diggs.
No. Don't be putting words in my mouth. I'm just saying, like...
I got to look up Kirk Cousins' stats last week, because if you're going to trash Adam Thielen for
I'm not trashing Adam Thielen.
Sure sounds like you're trashing
Adam Thielen. I'm not trashing Adam Thielen. I'm just saying... Kirk Cousins has made us better. Like, we don't
he
have
threw
a
for 164 yards last week. Okay, so let's not talk stats.
Doesn't matter. We
threw a terrible interception.
We don't have a run game this year. Okay?
We've had a run game for the last 5 weeks. Come on. Come on.
80 yards a game is a run game?
I bet you we ran for more yards than we passed for last week.
Cook well, had that's 70 one on week. One carry. That's one week.
Murray had great games. Murray's had like a bunch of good games in a row.
How is Kirk Cousins not the MVP though?
Because like, Thielen has made one mistake all season.
One mistake.
Adam Thielen has played a perfect season besides one.
Kirk
fumble.
Cousins wins that game in Green Bay, if not for Daniel Carlson. He's made our offense so much better. When we weren't able to run at the beginning of the year, he kept us in that Rams game.
We lost.
Okay. Yeah, so?
I don't know why you're bragging up. I don't come confused on what your theory is here. I think Thielen has had the best season as a receiver in the league. Kirk Cousins is probably not even top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, but if we were to roll out Case Keenum again this year, you know.
What do you think we'd be? 5-4?
4-5?
4-5?
4-5?
I guess here's the problem. Quarterback is always more important. But I think like on an individual season, Kirk Cousins having a run-of-the-mill good season for Kirk Cousins. Or any good quarterback. Thielen is having a historic season.
Yeah, but you could argue if you take Thielen out of that spot and insert Diggs.
That's asinine. Oh, okay. Oh, I get what you're saying there. Okay, I thought you were going for the if you put Trevor Siemian in, well then we suck. Well now you're just talking about
No.
Right, you're saying in the flow of the offense he's just racking up stats because he's in the slot and he's getting
yeah.
Which we kind of both agree with.
So, and I get, I mean, yeah, obviously Adam Thielen is really good. And honestly, I actually thought we were going to agree on Cousins. It's like, here's another one. No. So it's kind of nice that we disagree on this.
I don't know how you can say someone that's having like a historically good, record-breaking. What could Thielen have done more for him to beat out Cousins? Go. not have 22 yards last week? No. Not fumble that ball versus the Saints?
No.
Because
no.
You know what else happened in that game? Kirk Cousins threw a pick six. Well, now, you know, it was kind of Diggs' fault, but
I'm not saying Thielen could have done anything better. It's just the
I think so, Adam Thielen is better at receiver than Kirk Cousins is at quarterback.
I would agree, because Thielen's a top five receiver and Cousins is top 15 quarterback.
Cousins has suspect pocket presence.
Yes.
Fumble problems. And that's about the only problem I have with him. Thielen I have no issues with. Never gets hurt. Catches ridiculous balls. 100 yards every game.
I mean, besides watching Teddy, do you remember what we were watching at quarterback?
Good 13-3, Christ. Case Keenum.
Roll that out again this year.
I don't know. You just throw it to Thielen. He'll carry it. He did it last year, too. How many times is Thielen going to have to carry a team before you give him some respect?
One more year after this. What? Yeah. What?
It's because he's white. You know, you just don't respect him.
Give me 15 catches, 200 yards, and 3 touchdowns in a Super Bowl. Then we can talk.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is averaging 300 yards a game, 17 touchdowns, 5 picks.
How many fumbles, though? It's got to be six.
Six lost fumbles. Six lost fumbles. You don't get
so he's got six lost so fumbles. 11 turnovers.
11. He has six lost fumbles. And you named him your MVP.
I thought it was like four tops. Six lost. Not like total fumbles.
No, it says six lost. Fuck. That's more than he had all last season. He had two or three in the Buffalo game.
Two?
Two. He had the one that was.
I think he fumbled three times. We got one back.
Okay, so two there. Then he had the one that was bounced up to who was it? Buda Baker for a touchdown against the Cardinals. That's three right there.
Was there one last
quickly
week?
Thought of.
One against Packers last week. Early on,
I don't know.
Still,
six of them according to RotoWorld.
Damn,
and he's your MVP. I mean, I really like him.
Yeah, I mean. I'm not dogging Thielen. You're not dogging Cousins. It's just
you're dogging.
I think Cousins is more important to the offense.
He's than the Thielen. Quarterback, of course he is.
Yeah, and that's so he's stupid. the most valuable player.
God, come on. That's well. Then why do we even have it? Just give it to the quarterback.
We probably will. We always do.
If Thielen finishes with a much more, I don't know, 2,000 yards, are you gonna say he's the MVP, or are you gonna give it to Cousins because he's more important to the offense?
I'll probably give it to Thielen because you can't replicate those kind of numbers.
You can't replicate what he's done so far.
You almost could, but he just broke the records.
It's upsetting.
Still, I think Kirk Cousins is the MVP. He's the most valuable player. Do you want me to give it to the player with the best stats? I'll give it to Thielen.
No, and my argument is, what could any player ever do then to beat out Cousins for most valuable?
I don't know.
So why are we even talking? Because you're always going to give it to Cousins because he's valuable. You're using that word valuable.
So, I mean, there's more valuable players on...
What if Teddy Bridgewater is our backup?
Is our backup?
Yeah, instead of Trevor Siemian. Does that change Cousins, how you're thinking?
Yeah, it probably does.
That's bullshit. So now Trevor Siemian is in your mind when you're thinking of the MVP. You're waiting Trevor Siemian. Well, that's not fair. That's not fair to Thielen that he's got Diggs as a teammate and he can be replaced easier.
No, it's not fair, but that's just how it works.
That's not how it works.
Yeah,
that's
it is. Not in this offense, that's how it works. Diggs can do what Thielen can. Siemian can't do what Cousins does. And that's
so
a fact.
So basically, it's because of Trevor Siemian. If we had Teddy Bridgewater, that doesn't affect Cousins or Thielen.
It actually would affect Thielen, in my opinion. I don't think
he'd be better with Teddy, is what you're saying.
No. I don't think if we have Teddy, I think if we have Teddy, Thielen, he's not force feeding Adam Thielen the way Cousins force feeds Thielen. I think it's more spread out, and I don't think Thielen puts up those kind of numbers.
But what if Teddy's not even playing? What if he's just the backup? My point is that if Kirk Cousins then got hurt, Teddy could step in and do just as good a job, or any competent backup that's like actually good. And now,
so if Trevor Siemian comes in and Adam Thielen puts up the same stats, Adam Thielen's more valuable.
Okay, all right.
Like he's the MVP.
Like what he did with Case Keenum last year when he carried that.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Him and I guess what was Thielen's stats last year? He got 1,200 yards, right?
He well, What did he have last year? Like 91 for 1,200 and
94? How did you remember 91? That's crazy. Yeah, four touchdowns, yeah. I mean, him and Diggs carried Case Keenum, let's be honest.
So, like, and what were Keenum's numbers through eight games or nine games compared to Kirk Cousins?
I don't know. I'm not gonna.
Probably not 17-5, but he probably didn't fumble turnovers? Six. He probably didn't fumble six times either.
All right, so apparently you're wrong there, and I'm right. So let's move on to.
Wait, no, I'm right. Well, the viewers will decide.
They're called listeners. See, you're wrong twice. Now you're 0 for 2.
I was wrong one time.
Okay, three times now. What's the other thing for not... defense. That's the other side of the ball. Yeah. Okay, this one's obvious.
Yeah, it's clearly...
Sheldon Richardson. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say Mike Hughes. But Danielle Hunter.
Would you trade Danielle Hunter straight up for Khalil Mack?
No.
No, absolutely not.
No. Based on age production.
Salary, and production. Like, he's better at all three.
Yeah.
Who would you trade Danielle Hunter straight up for?
On the defense?
Any position besides quarterback.
You know, I want to argue, like, Jalen Ramsey or some, like, sweet young corner. But when you have Waynes and Rhodes, it doesn't make sense to do that. I want to argue trading him for, you know, a sweet left tackle. Like, Tyron Smith. But he's been hurt the last couple of years. I don't think I would trade Danielle Hunter straight up for anyone right now. Not Joey Bosa.
I mean, yeah, I don't know why you would trade for another pass rusher. What's he lead the league in sacks right now? He's 23 or 24.
23, might have just turned 24. He's 24, he just turned 24. He signed long term on a very team friendly salary for his production.
He's 24 and he just turned that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not trading Danielle Hunter for.
If you were starting a team from scratch and pretend quarterback isn't in the picture.
They say quarterback, left tackle,
and I'm personally
putting
elite rusher above left tackle
and elite corner. And I'm with you. I'm putting pass rusher over left tackle.
Who's the best corner in the league right now? Would you say?
So there's. Is Jalen? I don't know how he's been playing
Ramsey,
this year,
but like, damn, that defense.
Because age, yeah, but age wise,
yeah, that's true. But what's he paid? He's gonna be a free agent soon. That's another problem. You're like, Hunter's locked up.
I'm just trying to go through like Madden overalls, and I can't
and think who's good.
Casey Hayward.
He's older though.
Is he only like 27 though?
Yeah, probably. Still,
still 4 years older than Hunter.
And come on,
I think
Casey Hayward. I need to Danielle Hunter. Yeah,
I think Danielle Hunter might be the guy you want to draft.
And maybe we're just like super biased, and a bunch of like other teams' fans would come yell at us. But I feel like we're not. I feel like he's really good.
24 years old, 11 sacks through 9 games. He probably has 12, 13 tackles for a loss. You can play him on either side of the ball. And he's actually better at the position he doesn't play.
He never comes off the field because he's like a statue. Like it's ridiculous.
He's pure beef. You know?
It's like I think he's the most valuable non-quarterback asset in the league. Like, when you take into now, maybe someone like on a rookie deal that's still super cheap for like 4 more years would be better, but
Bosa's on a rookie deal. And isn't he a year younger?
He's injury prone.
And he's only a year younger than Hunter, and he's played 2 less years. So
Hunter's good.
Very good.
Just getting started too. Good player.
Imagine like I'm glad to have him. He could be in our team for the next 10 years. Because he'll only be 34 in 10 years.
I mean, at his age, what's like the team leader for us for sacks? Chris Dolman?
I think Dolman, yeah.
Yeah.
148?
Whatever it is. I feel like
I think it's like 148 and a half.
Can have a long career. I mean, at 24, he's already put up numbers that are ridiculous.
What is it? 36 and a half sacks?
Is that what he has already?
I think that's what it is. Because so, I think he's got 11. I think he had 11 and a half his second year, or his rookie year, and then 5.5.
I don't got the stats memorized like you. 91 catches for Thielen.
Sorry. Sorry. But that's what I'm here for. That and telling you that Dan Morgan went to the University of Miami.
I knew Dan Morgan. It was the other six guys that you named that I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. All right. How about your biggest surprise on the whole team?
Brian O'Neill.
I had the same thing. Brian O'Neill.
But so you all... So I figured both of us would agree on Brian O'Neill.
I think a big part of Brian O'Neill is expectations.
How about just rookie class? Our rookie class.
That it's like surprisingly good?
It's a lot better than you think with Brian O'Neill being a starter now. A year sooner than we thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was like, Brian O'Neill was like, even when he was drafted, oh, he's a project. He won't play. He's got to put weight on, da-da-da-da-da.
He's going to play left tackle. All he's done
is came in and...
Hasn't allowed a sack,
and just been like almost like stabilized the line. I don't know. Like since he's been in the lineup, our line seems to be much better. Now Reef also came back, which helped. But
even with Reef out and Rashad Hill at left tackle, it just seemed like our run game
picked up for sure. So he was a big surprise because he was someone like it's kind of funny like you're talking rookie class. Like Holton Hill has been really good. But he was actually, like, hyped up during the offseason. I know he was an undrafted player, but it was, like, second-round talent. Like, this guy could make the team and compete right away.
But you hear that. You hear a lot of things about rookies in the offseason. There's always people hyped up, they hardly make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all of our guys are making an impact. So, or not all of them. I mean, well, Daniel Carlson made an impact. Negatively, but you know, he made an impact. I don't know, Mike Boone, Rock Thomas
was cut but then put on waivers and brought to practice squad,
gotta
make room for Amir Abdullah.
Oh. Well, Danielle Hunter was surprised at how, or had nothing but good things to say about him. Surprisingly elusive and stuff like that.
Got talent, second round pick, but
last year he had like 20 carries for 94 yards against us.
This is one good game
of his
career. I'm hoping maybe he can help on kick returns because our kick returns are garbage.
Yeah, I'm hoping we just stop taking the ball out of the end zone.
Yeah, forever. Unless it's like on the 15.
No.
Let it bounce through. biggest, any other surprise? I thought Stephen Weatherly is another one I kind of thought about.
With Griffin being out.
Like just how well Weatherly he's played. Yeah. I kind of thought, all right, I kind of thought the ship had sailed on him. Like, he's been hyped up, not really hyped up, but like, oh, he's a project. They're going to groom him and you know, what's it, the hell word am I looking for? Develop him into a good player. And it's like, oh, okay, I don't know about this Weatherly guy. All of a sudden he stepped in, he played really well. Even last week he came and rotated in and literally just like bull rushed the tackle and knocked over Stafford.
Yeah, and well, you know, he played behind Robeson, Hunter, and Griffin.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a chance, and seventh round pick though, it's kind of like after a couple years, it's, I don't know, this guy... He'll probably go the way of every other seventh round pick.
Yeah, and what? He's only 24. Whenever I think of Weatherly, I think 27, 28.
I do too. I just feel like we drafted him 5 years ago, and he's always just some, you know, oh yeah, Weatherly one day will be good.
Yeah.
2 years ago, it was like the Patriots are sniffing around Weatherly trying to.
It's like, fine, he's 26. Like, okay.
Jeez, go ahead. I don't care. The guy's just a. But yeah, he's a good surprise. What would be biggest disappointment?
Dan Carlson.
I had Dan Carlson too. It's actually hard to think of a disappointment on our team. Because people had like their moments, like Barr had a couple bad games.
Could go the run game, but run that game, stabilized. It's
came
so
around. It's just,
offensive line play, but that's with Hill. You know, it's starting to get better. Or not Hill, O'Neill. So,
and like I don't know if you would name a disappointment on the offensive line. You sort of expected that to be a weak link. You didn't expect Tom Compton to be that great. You didn't really expect Rashad Hill to be some stalwart. So disappointment sort of means you came in with like good expectations, and they
did. You, I mean, you could throw Diggs on that list just because like I expected him. I expected him to have the field numbers.
That's exactly right. We both thought he was going to have the big breakout year.
But like you can't put him in as a disappointment because what he's asked to do, he and does he's still putting very up, exceptional.
Yeah, he's, and he's putting up decent numbers still. It's not like he's played bad. He's not dropping balls out there. I mean, he did stop a route short that called a, caused a pick six, but, yeah, but he just like everyone's going to have their isolated mistakes. I would say maybe Rhodes a little bit. Just like he's not, to me, he just doesn't seem like.
Trey Waynes is better than Xavier Rhodes.
I don't think Rhodes has played bad, but he's always in and out of the lineup because he's always like nicked up. And then he does.
He always has that like one moment where it's like, what were you thinking? Or yeah, like, how did you put yourself in that position?
He's just the kind of guy where it's like for the reputation he has as like a shutdown guy. He gives up like the random, you know, easy 15-yard pass.
And maybe that's why he doesn't get as much respect around the league as Vikings fans think he should.
Yeah.
Because a lot more of the media and everything, they see those. And it's like, okay, he has that play like 6-7 times a year mm-hmm. where the actual like Patrick Petersons, they really don't.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to come off like we think Rhodes is playing bad because he's not. He's a very damn good corner, but... I'm just trying to think of people. Sindejo played fine when he was healthy, but I think Harris probably better.
Another surprise. Another surprise. Jayron Kearse.
That's a good one. I don't think we had him off the roster, but definitely all we ever talked about him was like, oh, he's just a great special teamer. Just a special teams ace.
But no he's talk held about a slot him corner.
As, yeah, as a big. And you know what I noticed? I was watching back some of the coaches. Tape of, I think it was the Lions, or it might have been the game before, which was that the, where's the one where we did the pitch play where he fumbled it?
Where Cook fumbled it?
Yeah.
That was Lions game, that was last week.
Jayron Kearse, they use him a ton when we're in the red zone. Well, when, obviously when.
Okay, the length in with the shorter
field. I think that's what it is. Yeah, you get a big 6'4 safety. It's like, everything's already so congested. I just noticed he barely played in between the 20s. Well, actually, from the 0 to the 20, and then all of a sudden he's in the red zone. And okay. Yeah, that's a great one because he definitely has exceeded expectations. Like, okay, great special teamers, good gunner, you know.
Yeah, gets down like there. You know when he plays safety, he doesn't have that like big like he doesn't have a lot of going what the fuck moments.
Yeah, like it's just.
But he's slot playing corner, but slot corner,
and he's playing that over. A lot of people are like, "Oh, George Ayoko will come in and be that big nickel guy." No, it's not been him at all.
No,
that's actually a good disappointment, George Ayoko.
But, you know, it's not really a disappointment because when he plays, he's not disappointing us. It's just that he's not playing.
I would say, again, that comes back to expectations. Like, when he came, I think Viking fans and me, and I think you, like, thought, oh, they're going to rotate him in, maybe move him at linebacker a little bit. Like
he'll or play move some... Smith down to linebacker. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah,
we talked about some weird, and he's done nothing like that, which isn't exactly his fault, but he's getting outplayed by Jayron Kearse.
And, you know, I actually prefer... Jayron Kearse over Ayoka.
Well, I do
I'm just saying because, you know, homegrown talent, younger. He's got one more year on his deal.
Yeah, I don't know about what Jayron. I'll look him up. Wasn't he also a seventh round pick?
Yes. And.
Rick Spielman. MVP? Rick Spielman?
Oh, why not?
He's 24, Jayron Kearse. Yeah, we have him through 2019.
He's going to be so good next year, too. Oh. Do we lose Harris this year?
No, restricted free agent.
Okay,
so we'll just
so put we could so him. We could have Harris and
Kearse and then my year. Guess is we're probably just going to cut Sindejo because that's a way to open up some money. If I'm not, let me double check it. But he was one that I always kind of
people
were talking about what we're paying people and how we're not going to have any money.
It would be really I wouldn't mind seeing like Harris, Kearse, and Smith, just. With Kearse and Harris switching in and out.
Well, I think they've kind of got what they like. Harris starts at safety, pretty much play safety. Kearse rotates in at corner. If someone got hurt, yeah, Kearse is going to have to come in. But what has happened the last couple games, Harris hasn't made any mistakes at all with Sindejo out. So I don't know.
Harris is really good.
Sindejo's 31, and next season he'll make $5.5 million. Like, he's getting cut.
Or restructured.
I don't even know if you restructure him because what's the point of paying him $2-3 million to be what? Why not just leave Harris the job? And
that's true.
So that's a good way to open up almost $6 million though. Where are we at? Biggest disappointment that was?
Yeah, we were talking about disappointments, and I re-brought up Jaron Curse.
All of our good surprises.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's weird. Like, we're 5-3-1, but I just don't feel like anyone on our team is, like, playing super bad.
No, I think we should be 7-2.
Yeah.
But we're not. You should have beat the Packers.
I mean, that you literally should have beat the Packers. That's and, one where it's not and like, because every team can go back and go like, well, if this didn't happen, we'd have won this. If this didn't happen, that game is literally if that idiot can make a 30-yard field goal.
Twice.
You win the game. So, like.
But. And just, I want to win the Bills game so bad that, like, I want
to. They did it again, though. They did it to the Jets. I know the Jets suck, but the Bills have these random games where they go, they just blow people out.
Unbelievable.
I mean, they've only done it twice.
With Matt freaking Barkley.
Oh. That's pretty bad that, like, Nate Peterman got outplayed by a street free agent.
God, that's bad. He should probably do the NFL a favor and just retire.
Yeah, it's making the collusion case against Kaepernick, or for Kaepernick, or however that works. He's just literally recording Nate Peterman games.
He's just
sending him into the league. There's no way that I shouldn't be over there, not him.
Yeah.
Look at this. You got this clown slipping. Nick Mullins. We got a great game of the Giants 49ers on TV right now.
Oh.
Two of the teams that I crossed off.
Well, I would cross them off, too.
Because they're trash.
One's got Nick freaking Mullins, or whatever his name is.
And one has a worse quarterback.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, terrible.
Why don't we take a break real quick?
All right, we'll take a break.
Come back with what do we have next?
There's lines. I don't know. There's who knows. We'll figure it out. It's bye week. You know, we're just winging it.
I like this. All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us through that break.
It was a long one.
It was a doozy.
Yeah, they had to sit in silence that whole time. I feel terrible. But.
Terrible. We got the Wolves on right now.
Yeah, we switched over to the Wolves because we realized the Giants 49ers is terrible.
I've got fantasy implications in that game, but I don't even want to watch it because you know what? Nothing excites me about the Giants and Niners.
And also, you were gonna lose.
Well, it's okay
unless Eli and Saquon Barkley have career days,
and that could happen.
No,
well, Eli doesn't have to have a career day; just a seasonal day.
Yeah, his best game in 10 years. That's what he needs.
4 years, all right?
all right, so we hit the lines for the week.
Yeah, let's go. I mean, let's jump
we could
the
talk
lines.
About last week's lines, but we probably don't want to because it was a disaster.
We'll just give our records and skip past that.
2-10.
Both of us.
Yeah, unless Giants win tonight. We were identical last week, which should have been the first red flag that we're doing it was bad because.
Yeah, but we could have easily ended up 10-2.
No.
No?
Agreed, way too much. We're going chalk all the way through or something. I don't know what it was. Yeah, the only games we got right were the Chargers covered against the Raiders and the Saints covered against the Bengals.
Wow, that's pretty good. I like those covers. Pretty obvious ones.
I started the week off pretty nicely, actually, with Pittsburgh. I took Pittsburgh to cover and the over in a parlay on Thursday night. Even though I took the fucking Panthers on our picks.
Trip City, not a fan of you flip-flopping in real life.
Well, you got to go with your gut when you're putting real money on the line here. This is you know, for nothing.
No, and this is to win our listeners' money. That's why they come for the Vikings, like they stick for the money.
Yeah, that is true. I switched my bet and left them with a shit pick.
Yep.
But then I did a three-teamer on Sunday, and it was terrible. So then I followed it up with another three-teamer in the afternoon games, and it almost hit, but... What was it? The over-under and I think the Raider game screwed me, but it's pretty bad when like you do a three-teamer and all three of the things are just going horribly wrong.
Yeah,
it when just you take makes Detroit, you just know you
on the it. Road. But you know Stafford had won 9 of his last 10 games against the Bears,
and the Bears hadn't won in a divisional game in like 6 tries or something.
Oof.
Or all season. What was it? I read the stat. It was like while.
I believe it.
So I don't. It was a bad pick. Detroit is folded. They have, you know, I was a game late on their, you know, they're packing up shop.
Yep, they collapsed. They're done.
Yeah, they collapsed from being mediocre to being terrible.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to week 11.
Week 11.
According to
God, this I know, the sad. Football season just flies by.
Flies by. First game. This must be the Thursday game. Seahawks at the Packers.
Does yes, that, right? that is the Thursday game.
What do you think the line is on that? Seahawks
at
Packers.
The Packers.
Why did I think it was
Packers -2?
Wow, yeah. Packers -2.5.
2.5. Okay. I'll take the Packers minus 2.5.
I also took the Pack. Oh, see, you know, it's Packers at Seahawks.
Packers at Seahawks? Are the Packers still minus 2.5?
Seahawks are minus 2.5. Okay, I had it all reversed.
I will take the Seahawks minus 2.5. Adam, whatever the home team is at minus 2.5, I'll take the home team at minus 2.5.
So you're taking Seattle. I'm sticking with the Packers.
Okay.
I feel like this is the loser of this game is probably done.
Are the Seahawks 4-5 right now, or
the Seahawks are?
Because they
4-5, yeah,
4-5.
So they're the same record. No, well, the Packers are 4-4.
Packers have that stupid tie.
So yeah, if the Packers lose, they're still 4-5. But I mean, whoever loses is really gonna have a tough time making the playoffs.
Yep, because the Packers would virtually have to win out,
and they'd have to go through.
Don't they sell to the pay?
Falcons, the Bears. Yeah. Not that they got a pretty weak schedule. So yeah, I'm taking the Packers. You're taking Seahawks. At least one of them is going to lose.
Yep.
Someone's going to.
I prefer it be the Packers lose because it's a divisional rival. And
I also
the Packers,
think they're a stronger team than the Seahawks. I think they're both not that
great.
Yeah,
no, I think the Seahawks are a better team than the Packers.
I disagree.
Right on.
I think both are. I think the Packers are overrated.
You know, that Aaron Jones, though, like, he might actually be something.
Yeah, he looked good.
Took him a while to play
him. What was that in the preseason? Those Packer fans are talking shit about Aaron Jones. What did they say? Well, he's clearly not as good as Dalvin Cook, but what did they, like, we've got two backs better than just as good as
Cook. Well, it was before, it was going into Packer week. They said their running back corpse is more versatile.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it was. Yeah. And which, at that point, was complete trash, so.
Yeah, idiots. Like.
I mean, it took Mike McCarthy, like, what, 7-10 weeks to find out that, wait, Jamal Williams isn't as good as...
Yeah, so clearly...
Bad coach. There's been a lot of articles lately about how bad the Packers offense is and, like, how McCarthy's unimaginative.
And it's everything that we've been saying
it's everything that, like, I think anyone that watches the Packers, it's like, you know, why don't they do anything besides make Rodgers do all the work?
Yeah.
Like, can you make it a little easier for him? I mean, you got Sean McVay making Jared Goff look like an MVP. It's poor
Jared Goff is good.
Eh.
Put
Jared Goff on the Packers with Mike McCarthy, they win 4 games.
Okay, all right. I don't think I can argue that. I really can't, just because I know McCarthy's fucking terrible, and I've only seen Goff succeed under McVay.
Yeah, because he only had one. What was it? 1 year with Jeff Fisher?
Oh yeah,
it was a rough year.
It was a very bad year.
Jeff Fisher made Gurley look bad, so that's impressive. Although maybe McVay's just making him look good.
Gurley had one good year under Fisher.
His rookie season was good, right?
Yep. Yeah. But Jeff Fisher almost ruined Todd Gurley. Okay, next pick.
Oh, Tyus almost made it. All right, next pick. Panthers at Lions. 3.5-point favorite are the Panthers.
I'll take the Panthers.
I'm taking the Panthers too.
Lions are trash. Panthers aren't as good as their record is, but they're better than 3.5 points than the Lions are.
I'd love to see an upset here.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like that second wild card to come. Not really second. First wild card. Right now the Panthers are kind of running away with it. I'd like for them to. I mean, they just got their ass kicked by the Steelers. So if they could come back, so it's a little more.
A little more tight for that.
Yeah, for that. Because right now they've kind of got a stranglehold on it. Next game, Titans at the Colts. Colts are a 3-point favorite.
I'll tell you the Colts. Colts offense is good.
Yeah, they are. And they have good players. But
yeah.
Like, I think Frank Reich is good, and I think Andrew Luck is really fucking good.
Yep, and the Titans, they just beat the Patriots 34-10.
Just like Matt Patricia. Yep.
Tighten up for the boys.
The Patriots were my 3-team parlay. Yeah, that went well. Thanks, Tom Brady. Fucking pull their players with like 6 minutes to go.
They were down by 24.
Cowards. Leave Brady out there. Sacrifice the body.
Next pick.
Texans at Redskins. I don't have who's favored.
Texans at Redskins. I bet Redskins are probably -3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that's.
It's got to be the home team, right?
Yeah.
Probably find them. They're even teams, but yep. I mean, record-wise, I think they're
close. And I'll take the Texans in that game.
I'm also taking the Texans.
I'll take Texans plus 3.
A Redskin believer.
No. Their defense is really good, but Alex Smith, not very good.
And who would they just lose for the season? Paul Richardson? and then a guard?
Two guards.
Sure, right?
Two guards. And Lauvo or whatever his name is.
Yeah, two of their... I mean, their offensive line was what was kind of made him good, and now shaky. But that was before last week, wasn't it?
Yeah,
sure. They barely beat the fucking Bucks. That game was stupid. The Bucks got, like, inside the 20, like, five times, and cut. I think they kicked, like, one field goal, and then besides that, they either turned it around or fumbled it, or, you know, if it fits magic, you know, you win with it, you lose with it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very fickle, that fits magic. next game, Broncos at Chargers. Chargers, 7-point favorites. You know what? The Chargers, man, I feel like they cover every week.
And I'm going to take them to cover again.
Them again.
They're a good team. They're 6-2, 7-2.
They got to be 7-2 now.
7-2. Yeah, they're really good. And we said that before the year. We expected them to be good. And at first, I mean, their two losses were what? To the Rams?
Yeah, Rams and Chiefs.
You know, they played them the first 3 weeks. They started 1-2. So what? They won six in a row.
Six in a row.
Yeah.
I did like a power rankings. I have them as the fourth best team in the league.
Ooh, I was... Just off the top of my head, I was thinking 6-7, but four. Between 4 and 6. Obviously, there's two teams, so like not that big of a gap. You had Bosa. If Bosa's in the mix, I probably have him at 4.
Well, like Bosa, Hunter Henry, like man, they got. Wasn't there a corner they lost to?
Verrett.
Yeah, I mean, wow, that's a good team. And I'm coming around on this Anthony Lynn fella. I don't know. Maybe he's not.
Derwin James, really good.
He's good. There's been a lot of stuff on.
There, I was going through it earlier today. There was like 5 picks in the draft where like it was just clear and obvious. Like you guys should have taken Derwin James. Yeah. Like,
did the Cowboys take that linebacker
Van Der Esch
after
Derwin James? Yeah, he was like 25 or something.
I just don't understand.
Like the Ravens traded out of that spot with the Bills, and the Bills took Tremaine Edmonds. And the Raiders traded down to 15, so they could have taken Derwin James twice, but they took Colton Miller. Well, the
Bucs
took
Vita Vea, like a two-down run stuff.
Yeah, and they traded up to get Vita Vea. The Bengals had that pick from the Bills in the Cordy Glenn trade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they could have taken – or the Bills actually had that pick, but they traded down, took Tremaine Edmonds. Bucks jumped up, took Vita V.
Chargers ended up like that. I mean, everyone had
top the 10. Ravens traded down with the Bills and took Hayden Hurst when they could have taken Derwin James.
Yeah, fucking tight end. I'll never like. I don't understand it. Like tight ends or like even the Cowboys taking that inside linebacker, like an inside linebacker.
Van Der Esch though is really good.
Yeah, I know he's playing great. He had a great game last night. But it's still an inside linebacker. I just like to me it just seems weird.
So, Bears, you think they should have taken Derwin James over Roquan Smith?
Do they need a safety?
They could use... Derwin James is already like a top 15 safety in the league. Doesn't matter. They have Adrian Amos and Eddie Jackson.
I think I might.
Derwin James is better. So Derwin James is better than Eddie Jackson, their free safety.
Yeah, I just think he just does so much more than a linebacker could ever
But Roquan Smith is sneaky, like... Defensive Rookie of the Year candidate.
And he's really good, too.
But he's just kind of overshadowed because of, like, 5 other good guys in the Bears.
Team defense. Well, the Chargers had a
Chargers won that,
stud like, fall right to him. So. And they didn't have to trade up or do anything.
Yeah, they just literally just Derwin sat James there.
Sweet.
And I think their pick was, like, turned in, like, 2 minutes into the draft.
Next, Raiders at Cardinals. Not sure. There could be a worse game. And the Cardinals are a 4-point favorite.
Raiders at Cardinals. I'm taking the Cardinals. Why would I bet on John Gruden? 30. I did it in real life, and that was stupid.
Yeah, they're my worst team in the entire league.
They've got to be. There's rumors floating around that Jordan Nelson is retiring.
Is there really?
I saw that on Twitter today.
Somebody Raiders was one team that were on our over-unders. We were, I wouldn't say very right about, but they've already locked in an under.
Yeah, we took the under, and I think I took them as my sneaky, like, could be really good team.
Yeah, we kind of were like, this could go better than people think, or this could be a train wreck.
And it was one or the other.
But we both took the under. And what do you think their over-under was?
Wasn't it 6.5?
It was 8.
No.
8 wins.
God, we should have took that one to Vegas.
Which, yeah. They're the only team that has locked in their over-under.
Really?
Yeah. Otherwise, everyone else, you know, needs to... Oh, no, I think one other team does.
Probably the Giants.
Oh, wait, no. The Raiders have not locked in their over-under. If they win every single game, they'll go 9-7. If they win... They could even go 1-7. they would go 8-8 and still push
and
it.
Push, but
the team that has locked it in is the Chiefs.
Oh,
their over under was 8.5, and they're 9-1. And we were both right on that too. We both said over, and you were comparing the Chiefs' offense to the Vikings' offense of 1998.
And,
so I think you're on kind of a good.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
even I'm surprised
you
with
proud
that.
Of yourself, you know,
I mean, you know what? Patrick Mahomes plays just like Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, very similar. Beast.
Yeah.
Cannon arm, running around, making plays.
It's phenomenal. Like
Tyreek Hill's got a little bit of Randy Moss.
If we have any Chiefs fans listening to this for whatever reason, enjoy this. Because like I was 8 years old when I was watching that Vikings team, and that was the best football I've ever watched.
Well, that's what at least for me, made us a Viking fan. Like, yeah. I watched randomly. I remember 1997 when we did that, all that onside kick crap against the Giants.
Yeah.
I think that was that in the playoffs or to get to whatever it was, but it was Vikings. And also 98 happened. It was I'm now obsessed with this.
Yeah, I remember playing football as kids, right across the street from the fire station and the ball fields.
Mm-hmm.
And you having that just worn out Randall Cunningham jersey. It had to have been 4 years old, being washed once a week, just faded ass purple.
Gotta have it. All right. Next, we both took Cardinals.
Yep.
Next one is Steelers at the Jaguars.
Steelers.
Steelers are favored by 5.5. Yeah, I'm done with the Jaguars.
They're garbage. What? They almost came back, but that... No, not against the Steelers.
And they're now 3-6. They're done.
Yeah.
It's over.
They would have to win every other game
to be
a wild card.
We've done this comparison before, but that is very similar to the 2010 Vikings.
Just roll
you
it out
fell
again.
Fell short, and you just rolled back the same team and hoped it would just be
same
good
team, same scheme,
yeah,
everything.
Was,
you added Dante Moncrief.
And, well, they did have a guard, Andrew Norwell. That was their big signing, which was probably more than the Vikings did in 2010, but... It's just you stuck with Blake Bortles. You knew you had a problem there, and you just kept him.
And, you can argue with, Saquon Barkley and stuff like that, but do running backs really matter that much in the NFL?
Sure doesn't seem like it.
Leonard Fournette, he came back, he had 25 carries for 50 yards or whatever.
A good running back doesn't really matter if you have a shit quarterback. It sort of, negates it. It's what do you do? And the only time a good running back's ever carried a team is Peterson.
Well, yeah,
and what did we do? We got bounced in the playoffs.
Yeah, Zeke a couple years ago.
Yeah, but where did they end up? Did they even make the playoffs?
Yeah, they went 13-3 that year.
And they got bounced right away?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. They
sucks to be them.
Did they lose to the Falcons on their Super
Bowl
year?
Falcons run, yeah. I don't know. Maybe the Packers beat them.
Or did the Seahawks beat them after they beat us?
What your shoes out there.
Piece of shit. Anyways.
The Jags over under was 9. And we were like, there's no way that defense doesn't lock in 10 wins.
Yeah.
How does a defense with that talent just become that bad?
You run the same scheme, everyone knows exactly what you're running, and you
I guess our defense was looking shaky, and now apparently you've read all those articles where Zimmer's I've basically changed a bunch of stuff I did because other teams have been running the double A gap so much that teams have caught on to ways to scheme against us.
So, they're using my coverage, so now I have to give the same look but different coverage and stuff like that. So
at least we're adapting.
Yeah.
Next, Eagles at the Saints.
Saints.
Saints are 7-point favorites.
Saints.
I'm going Eagles.
That's funny. That's cute. Did you see what the Saints did to the Bengals?
It's the Bengals.
Do you remember the first 3-4 weeks?
Have AJ Green anymore. It's a totally different team. They did add Hugh Jackson, so great things are on the horizon.
I think the Saints are the best team in the NFL.
Oh, I have a number one in my par rankings. Right?
Yeah, and they're not, and you don't think they're going to cover 7 against the
Eagles
at the Superdome?
This is
just lost to the Cowboys at Lincoln Financial.
Yeah, you got an Eagle team hanging by a thread. Their season is on the line.
They're not going to upset the Saints at the Superdome.
I didn't say they're going to upset them. They're 7-point dogs.
They're
going
to lose by fucking 12.
Okay, this needs to be a bet because you are out of your... you are adamant. Upsets happen all the time.
I don't care. The Eagles aren't good. They don't have a good coach. They don't have a good quarterback.
All right. Well, I think they're going to cover. I think they might pull off the win, which I'd actually prefer they didn't, because the Saints are clearly going to get a bye week, and I'd rather Eagles just fall off, because the Redskins and Cowboys are certainly not very good.
I think I might just like hate the Eagles so much that it just.
Why do you hate the Eagles so much? Because they beat us?
Yeah. And I wasn't there, but I hate their fans.
I do.
Hate I just fans. Hate all of
them. They love trolling us on Twitter too.
Yeah, which is weird. Don't they have anything better to do than?
They're really so. This is why they don't win any games this year. They're all just. They're still thinking about last year. They're very, very into it. Although I did see a couple fire Doug Peterson hashtags going.
No way.
Oh yeah. They're probably thinking the same as us. Interesting. Our team's falling apart after we lost Frank Reich and John DeFilippo. Maybe he wasn't that great.
John DeFilippo is going to be a head coach next year. We'll have an offensive coordinator opening. So if the Eagles do want to fire Peterson, like, I'll gladly take him as my OC.
I'll just promote Kevin Stefanski. I don't want Peterson anywhere near my team. You know, don't eat him.
I wouldn't go there.
Next game. Bengals at Ravens. I don't have a line for it, which I think is because Joe Flacco might not play. Isn't that?
Yeah.
So.
So that would help the Ravens in that line then. Flacco doesn't play.
Oh, I see what you did there. What do you think the line would be? Bengals at Ravens. Say Flacco is playing.
At Ravens. Ravens are probably +3.5.
Yeah, that's what I would think. So let's pretend that's what it is.
And I'll take the Ravens +3.5.
This is a tough one.
I think the Ravens defense isn't as good as it was when they only allowed 70 points through 6 games.
No, yeah.
But without AJ Green.
Yeah, I just don't know how the Bengals can move the ball without AJ Green.
I mean, Joe Mixon did have 11 for 61. So like he can get into a groove. But like if you're down, you can't use Joe Mixon. Yeah, so
I'm going to take the Ravens. Bengals were one also team that we were very far off on. We both took the under. I don't know how many wins they have right now. What do they have?
Five?
They're over under 6.5. And we took the under. I think they're easily going to get over 6.5. And I said they're one of my bottom two teams. And then like within a couple weeks, I was all for them because I had him use him in Madden. So I was like these guys. They're players. They're fantastic. So that was one we were definitely way off on. Next up, Cowboys at Falcons. This one also, loser has got
some. Because they're both 4-5.
They're both 4-5, I believe.
And he said Falcons at Dallas?
Falcons. No. I think it's the other way around. I think it's Dallas at Falcons. Let me look. Yep. Cowboys
at Falcons. What is it? -2.5? 4.5? Falcons
are favorite.
I'm going to take the Falcons.
I took the Falcons. I kind of like the Falcons. I like the fact that they didn't fold.
Yeah.
When all the injuries happened.
And Deion Jones is subject to return, it looks like. We just saw before the podcast started. Yeah,
which I was not aware of. Which is probably a few more weeks out. But at least he's coming back. Cowboys over-under was...
6.5?
No. 8.5.
Oof.
We took the under, obviously, because that is insane. I feel like it's because they're America's team. Like, it's like a public betting thing. Like,
and you know, I'm
8.5? Are you crazy? I mean, they have 4 wins.
They're probably Vegas is probably chomping at the bit for everyone to take the over. Going, that's insane. Give us your money.
That is insane. Falcons, we both had over. They have 9, so I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, without the injuries, they're definitely a 10-win team. Yeah.
Next one, Bucks at Giants. It's a pick 'em.
Bucks at Giants, pick 'em. Giants. Gonna take the Giants.
I'm taking the Bucks. We'll see if there's a score in this game. Giants are up 7-3. Oh, but what's this idiot's name? Nick Johnson or something?
Mullins.
Nate Mason.
Mullins.
Greg
Mullins. Greg
Summons. Touchdown 49ers. So it's
touchdown 10 Matt to Breida. 7.
Penny Gould's extra
point. Quarterback number 4 for the San Francisco 49ers.
Spagnoli. So you got Giants, I got Bucks. That's the one of the most worthless games ever. Well, Bucks at Giants and Raiders at Cardinals.
No, who's going to pay for a ticket to that? If you don't have season tickets, are you going to go, oh, yeah, let's go to the game today?
No. That's horrible.
Like, even if you were a fan of those teams, would be like, oh, yeah, let's go watch this
game. Well, if I'm a fan of them, I want them to lose so I get a better draft pick.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I mean, I don't want to see Eli, that's for sure. Next game is our game, which was flex to Sunday night. Vikings at Bears. What do you think the line is?
At least when I pulled it. Bears minus one.
Bears minus three.
So I think we're an even team.
Pretty much, yeah. Which I don't blame them. I mean, Bears are 6-3.
I'm going to take the Vikings.
No, I love it. I love the Vikings here.
Oh, yeah. I'm
oddly confident going into this game. I feel we're going to expose Trubisky.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a divisional game. You know, it's going to be tough. But I think it's going to be one of those games where we're going to win. We're going to win. It's going to be close, but you're not going to be like, oh, they've got a chance. It's always going to feel, it's going to be like 20-10, but it's going to feel like it's a 6-3 ball game, you know?
Yeah, I think the defense has to win this one.
It will. And I agree. They've got to be the ones to produce. I don't think we're going to score a bunch of points.
No, Bears have a real good defense, but yeah, I think you need to get like a turnover on Trubisky, or you need,
or just not let them get into the red zone.
Or even if they do, get field goals only. If you think the Bears are a legit team, then you need to beat them probably twice to win the division, because they play us, then they play the Lions and the Giants. Then they play the Rams. So say you lose to them and they beat the Lions and the Rams, that's three more wins. They're already 9-6.
And then they lose to the Rams. 9-3.
Yeah, 9-3.
So 9-4 losing to the Rams.
Then they play home at the Packers.
Probably win 10-4.
49ers.
11-4.
And then us again.
11-5, 12-4.
Yeah, so
you have to win the
Best way to win the division is beat them twice. If you think they're legit. Now, they might slip up and maybe they're not. But there's not. Their schedule, besides the Rams, is just us.
I think at worst, the Bears are taking a wild card spot. And the division game is coming down to week 17. It's going to be.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be like a 10-5, 10-4-1. I don't know. Whatever it puts us, you know, ahead. Mm-hmm. That the division is coming down to week 17.
That'll be fun at Minnesota.
It's about time we have a week 17 that actually matters.
Well, what did we have? What was it? The Teddy year we had to beat the Packers. But what was lame about that is winner hosted a game, loser went and played the Redskins. Remember that when we hosted San Francisco or no, we hosted Seattle and we lost. But week 17. It kind of mattered, but then it was like also people were kind of like, I think I'd rather go play the Redskins than host the Seattle Seahawks. So it was for the division, but both teams were getting in the playoffs. So, which could be what happens here. It could be losers the wild card, winner wins the division.
Yeah.
So.
And that game will probably get flexed to Sunday night again too.
Yeah, it could be.
Last year they didn't even flex the Sunday night game because there was nothing that mattered.
Yeah, that was weird last year. Nothing ended up mattering at all. Well, because then you have the Packers. Where are they at? Had their schedule. They play at Seahawks, at Minnesota, Cardinals, Falcons, Bears, Jets, Lions. Like, that's not that. Good thing is that someone of the Packers and Bears have to lose when they play each other. But that's a pretty weak schedule, too.
Yeah, I think.
Lions, Jets, Cardinals.
I think they could easily go 5-2.
That's what I have them going, 5-2, which makes them 9-6-1. Which, in my little, when I picked it all, that gives them their wild card. It actually had us winning the division, Bears taking a wild card, and Packers taking a wild card.
Damn.
I don't know how the hell that happened, but. The 9-6-1 helps the Packers because I have Eagles 9-7. There was multiple teams with 9-7, but the 9-6-1. The Panthers
probably 9-7.
Yeah, wait, how did they go? I think I messed that up actually. Yeah, I did, because I don't have the Panthers in there. So Packers wouldn't make it. I don't see three teams going from the NFC North.
No.
I guess it's possible though. Where's the other?
No, the Packers are terrible.
It has to be the Panthers and then one of us. Yeah, you can't have two of them. Yeah, doesn't make sense. Anyways, back to the Lions. Who did we just take there? Vikings.
Vikings.
Come on. Yeah. That's the Sunday night game. Great Sunday night game, obviously, because they flex it. And then the Monday night game, game of the year, Chiefs at Rams. Rams are favored by one.
I'm going to take the Chiefs.
I like the Chiefs, too.
Yeah. We're going to record before that game next week.
Yeah, and then we're going to watch it.
Yep.
Because we don't want to be distracted with microphones and nonsense with that game.
No, that game will be fun.
I like the Chiefs' defense slightly more than I like the Rams, which is weird to say because they're both terrible.
And, like, the Rams
have the names.
Yeah. But I like the Chiefs' unit better. I think it's more solid.
I feel like they're garbage, both of them, but I just feel like the Chiefs get more, like, random turnovers and stuff. Kind of like how the Saints were in 09. Like, they weren't good on defense, but they caused a random third down sack, you know?
I like the Chiefs because they play more as a unit, where the Rams are kind of more, like, individual, you know?
Talking about? Where do you come up with this shit?
Are you kidding me? Well, I'm just saying,
this sounds like you made up some theory in your head.
No, because they're all, like, kind of, like, roll guys. They don't have, like, a bunch of, like, star power.
And
the Rams, like,
kind of like the Bears defense of last year, like a bunch of no-namers working together. Yeah. The Rams, it's all, like, it is a bunch of stars, like, glued together.
Yeah, they've got, like...
Okay. All right, I apologize. You know, it just seemed like you were saying some shit that sounded good, but didn't mean anything.
There's rhyme to the reason, man.
Rhyme to the reason? I don't know what I think you've lost it.
When there's no rhyme or reason to the thing, you know, there's a rhyme and a reason, you know.
Anyways, that's the Lions. I think we did bad again. I don't know.
We agreed on everything again. Yeah.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4 different.
We things. Agreed on everything again.
Last week we literally agreed on everything, so this is at least a little better. So moving on from that. Well, one more big thing that happened this week, non-Viking news, Jimmy Butler's gone.
Jimmy Butler got traded to the Philadelphia 76ers for Dario Saric, Robert Covington, Jared Bayless, and a second-round pick. And I like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's funny, when we first talked about the Jimmy Butler thing, it was like, part of me was like, let's just play this out and we'll see what happens. Like, maybe they'll all hate each other so much that they'll all try really hard and stuff. That worked for like 2 games, and then it just became a shit show. Yeah, and it was like, this something needs to give. Let's just maybe get rid of him.
You know, it's bad when even Thibodeau probably went to Glenn Taylor and was like, we actually have to take a deal soon because...
Yeah, or I'm going to get fired. Yeah. Thibodeau's like, okay, 0-5 on the road, and there was like a picture, I don't know if you saw it, where like Butler puts the ball on Wiggins' head.
Oh, yeah.
And someone like captioned it like with Wiggins' thought was like, please trade this guy. But it was like very typical, like just like the bully that's like causing problems.
Or like you know, big brother picking on little brother. Picking on, like, stuff. Yeah.
So I don't know. Butler just, what a douche.
Dude's a freaking head case. Like,
yeah.
I
he's really good at basketball, but what a fucking,
what a cancer.
Yeah. Like you're,
he literally can't, like he has to make Philadelphia work for him though. Like he,
otherwise, you've ruined
three teams, and like you're gonna get signed in free agency.
How is it three? I keep hearing that
the Bulls, like
he ruined them twice.
He ruined the Bulls. He ruined the Wolves, and then he might ruin the. He could.
Oh, so he has ruined two teams.
Yeah, he's ruined two. He could potentially ruin a third.
Okay, well that's not fair to say he's ruined three teams when he hasn't ruined the Sixers yet. Did he ruin Marquette? Is that where he came from?
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't think they've been good in the tourney since he left. So.
They can't win without him. I'm sure he's swearing at their athletic director or something.
But
it had to happen.
Yeah. And I think I really like the pieces we got. I like Covington. All first shooters, team all,
I like that they should shoot. Covington plays D.
How long have we wanted an elite 3-and-D guy for Cat? Since we got Cat, probably. Yeah. And Covington's that. Mm-hmm. So we've got that. Saric, I really like. I'm a big fan of Saric.
I like the trade a lot more than the rumored Heat offer of just... was it, no, not the Heat. The Houston offer, a bunch of picks. It also sounds like we had no interest in trading Butler within the Western Conference.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, too. I read that. Which makes sense. Yeah, love you it. Don't... Smart. Thank you.
You don't want to do that. And then I heard, I think it was Doogie was talking about that Otto Porter could have been had.
I heard the Wizards weren't willing to include Otto Porter.
Oh, I heard it.
Was, no, that was Bradley Beal.
Yeah, we wanted Beal, and they were like, "No, we're good." Yeah. But Porter, but he's like, he's a near max contract. Yeah,
I'd rather have Beal.
You're basically locking yourself. Well, yeah, you'd rather have Beal. That's why they didn't do it. But you're kind of locking yourself into a kind of a mediocre team if you do that. I think I like the Heat offer better. That sounds like we turned it down, and then they ended up just taking it off the table. Was the Richardson in a first?
Yeah,
I think Richardson's probably like better Covington. I think he's more offensive game. At least for like, I don't know a lot about Covington.
But I don't
from
think
what I'm reading, he's they're both good shooters. They're both good defense, but Richardson's more of a playmaker, can like create his own shot a little more.
Yes, and I think we believe in Wiggins to be that second playmaker, and I think
you're paying him like it, so he might need to.
And so I'm kind of thinking, although, you know, Saric and Covington are more role players than they are star players. So they're thinking, we want to build this team around
Towns and Wiggins
and Rose.
Does seem like Rose is like,
I think he's back.
Okay.
He's back.
Back is...
No, he's back.
Oh, so would he have an MVP?
Yeah, put up 50. We've got an MVP candidate on our hands. Rose is back. Dude's playing like a man on a mission.
I have done like a whole 180 on him. When we first got him,
I was like, oh, great.
What the fuck? Another retread Bulls player? Like, just, and then he would go to the hoop and flail, and it was just embarrassing. Oh. And then the playoffs, he had that nice little run. It was like,
okay, well, we were at the game when he went off.
Yeah. And now he's been really good. So, I mean, we talked earlier about a lineup that includes Rose and just surrounded by shooters with Cat, Saric, Covington, Wiggins. Like, let Rose drive the basket and just dish it out. Or, you know, go get the foul.
Yep.
Like,
a little ISO off.
Kind of sweet, yeah. So it is. And then to have all these shooters around Cat, too, get him in the post, and then.
Like, have somebody double down or whatever.
Yeah, if someone comes to double, and you have Teagan, even, too, he's a great shooter. You could hit any of those guys, can all shoot threes.
Tyus can shoot.
Uh huh. So, I mean, even Dang and Taj can shoot mid range jumpers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think this is probably the best constructed roster. With Okogie in there as well.
Yeah, defender. The only thing is there any chance that we can scrape?
I don't think we can do damage in the playoffs
this
year.
Can we even
make
it with how the hole we dug? And I do feel like there's like going to be like a double lift. Like, one, you're going to get a lift from just getting rid of the Butler situation. Like, everyone can finally just breathe easy and like play their game and not worry about this fucking idiot. And then you've also added two like good role players that can help your team.
I feel like this is a team that can kind of go on those stretches where, you know, they can win, you know, six in a row or like 12 of their last 15 and everything.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to now. What are we? I think we're
not good.
Yeah, we're the second worst team in the conference. We're 4-9.
Is it really that bad?
4-9. We lost 5 in a row, so we were 4-4, and now we're 4-9. Now the 8 seed is 7-6, so it's not like it's impossible to claw your way back. But I just don't know if our team is. If Wiggins could be better, even Towns needs to be better. But again, that's Jimmy Butler was probably
the cause of that.
I mean, I can't imagine trying to play when the guy literally is next to you, like, talks shit about you.
Yeah.
Hates you and
potentially slept with your girlfriend. Allegedly.
It was never substantiated. TMZ rumor. I'm excited. I kind of want to go to a game this week. We home?
Well, we're home right now.
But they didn't put Sarge and Covington aren't playing tonight. So.
Are they playing Wednesday?
Yeah, they're playing Wednesday.
Are we home on Wednesday?
I think we are. I think we're on a home stretch now because we just had a 5-game road trip. So I think all week we're home.
Right on. Well, yeah, let's figure something out. And
That's about it.
Anything? Yeah, I think that's it.
Any other Viking news, football news? Nothing really.
No, nothing really. Dez got signed and got hurt.
Yeah, all happened between podcasts.
Yeah, and now and they now signed Brandon Marshall.
They must really. Who was it that got hurt on their team? The speedster, Torrey Smith.
No.
Who the hell's the Ted Ginn? And he really thought Traquan Smith was going to take that spot, and then they must not.
Yeah, they must
trust
not like
him as much. But I think
it sounds like they also got hurt. Yeah, it sounds like they've got Thomas, Traquan Smith, and then nothing.
Yeah.
So
they had to do something.
Well, but that's that. Thanks for listening. Yeah, follow us on Twitter @GrapesandGorak. Follow us on Facebook.
Don't subscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe. You confused Jerry Shesho. He thought he had to do that. He's like, I don't understand how to give you guys a rating. Ryan wants me to subscribe and unsubscribe and resubscribe. I was like, he was just kidding. He's an idiot. His name is Ryan.
So why don't you just subscribe? Leave us a rating. Comment.
5-star review, obviously. Something terrible has happened in this game.
Yeah, somebody got hurt. It looks like he just poked his eye out or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but like the players were all in a circle huddling. Like,
well, it's because he's been on the floor for fucking 10 minutes.
There's only 3.7
Yeah,
seconds.
I know.
Teague looks like he's ball. Is that Teague? Who is that? That's Teague, right?
Yeah.
Looks like he's crying.
I think somebody went up for like a dunk on a fast break and then fell in and hit their head probably.
It looks bad.
He'll be fine.
Oh, he'll shake it off?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's just going to get They're on the stretcher real quick.
Yeah, you should feel a horrible poke his eye. They're getting a fucking stretcher out. The players are on their knees in a circle. Look at this guy looks like he's crying.
Is that D'Angelo Russell?
I don't even know who the Nets have anymore.
D'Angelo Russell.
I would like to know if the NBA 2K roster update is out so I can start my Wolves franchise with Sarge and Covington because I'm ready.
I'm ready to play Robin Madden.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Not if you're at the Wolves game with me, though.
No, not at all. But anyways, so don't subscribe. Just subscribe. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Me personally at Grapes07. Gorak at 10th Puppy. I think that's that. Sooner or later, we'll get a little Snapchat action, maybe an Instagram. I don't know, maybe.
Patriot game's coming up in a few weeks.
Might have to get an Instagram.
I'm actually going
to
the Bears game with my dad and Ben.
Ooh. Yeah. Sounds phenomenal.
Should be good.
And private jet?
Yeah, we'll take the plane.
Jealous.
So we'll be back next week, Monday, talking about the big win over the Bears.
Sounds great. See you guys.
Yep.